built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more, all for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Hey, VOE Live and local cloud cover, some light rain, 54 degrees, and it's nice to have you tuned in here on a Thursday. And it's time for the ESU Buzz, brought to you this morning by Emporia State University. Big-time majors, big-time experiences. Get more from your degree at ESU. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Educated choice.
Protect your ESFCU debit card with Card Valet. You can turn your debit card on and off, limit your spending, control where your card is used, and get real-time alerts from your smartphone. It's free and easy to use, so download it today.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
At Emporia State University, you can investigate your interests, discover your dreams, and pursue your passion. With more than 200 academic programs, whatever your interest today or tomorrow, we have it. At ESU, you'll get hands-on experience that will set you apart. The sky is the limit. When you start here, you'll be ready to go anywhere. Learn more and schedule a campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
Welcome to the ESU Buzz on a Thursday, and we're very pleased to be joined on our Buzz program this morning by Mr. Mark Daly. He's the Dean of International Education at Emporia State, and by Lydia Barnhart, Director of Admissions at ESU. Lydia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks, and thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great as well.
Our topic today, Summer Institute at Emporia State. And you may be wondering, well, what might be Summer Institute at Emporia State? And Lydia, let's have you kind of lay the groundwork here for us. What exactly is the Summer Institute?
Yeah, you bet. The ESU Summer Institute is an exciting opportunity and an exciting partnership between international education at ESU and our undergraduate admissions to partner to be able to really offer some summer programs for all students at ESU this summer. There's a variety of ways that students can participate, whether that's living on campus and kind of getting that full experience of college while taking some summer classes, or whether that's participating in some three-week workshops where you get a glimpse of what that college experience is like. And in all of those, you get to mix and mingle with some of our international students as well. So it's an incredible partnership that we're really excited.
So are all students eligible, Lydia?
Basically, yes. So ESU offers summer classes, and this partnership allows some of our high schoolers to participate as well. So anyone from sophomores or our rising juniors or even our rising seniors can participate as well and even get a discounted tuition rate for those classes.
All right. So what might be some of the activities, and I think it's mentioned here, excursions too, that might be offered to those who participate, Lydia?
Sure. So we have some incredible classes that we are suggesting that some of our participants look at. Some of those include general biology, which is a class that some of our students are going to need whenever they start their college education, Comp 1, some of those general education core classes. But then some exciting classes like literary perspectives, images of the West, essential skills for the future manager, different incredible things like that. And then we have also some workshops in programming and Python and mysteries in the physical sciences, just some really fun things that our students will get to enjoy this summer.
And talking with Lydia Barnhart, Lydia is the Director of Admissions at Emporia State, and also Mark Daly, Dean of International Education at ESU. Well, let's talk about the international flavor and what the international students can get involved with. Is it basically the same as the domestic students? How will this work, Mark?
It sure is. It's pretty similar, a little bit different. Some of the international students coming are maybe just intermediate or lower advanced in English. So in addition to taking these classes with all students, they'll have in the afternoon some special English classes just for them. And we are happy to say we've got some interested folks coming in. Looks like we have about 40 so far signed up for this summer. Some of them for the six-week programs, for those sort of general usual classes that Lydia mentioned, and then quite a number of younger students interested in those three-week sort of sneak peeks at the majors, like the future manager one in exploration in math and mysteries of physical sciences. So we're excited, and part of the programming too. excuse me, frog in my throat. When they're not in class, when they're not doing things, we have different excursions around town. We're going to be doing some stuff at the Prophet Aquatic Center. Most of the departments have different talks and programs that they're going to be offering, and there'll be a little bit of a la carte depending on the student's interest. We often partner with Dynamic Disc and do some disc golf lessons and some playing. Those residential students are going to be here on the 4th. We have a barbecue and a picnic, and we watch the fireworks at the stadium and Tallgrass and Melbourne Lake. And for the six-weekers, we even have an excursion to see a Royals game. So there's a whole bunch of different things for them to do inside and outside of class.
So are there different options other than the six-week then, Mark?
Yeah, so the six-week classes are those general classes that we typically know about, and as Lydia mentioned, general biology, interpersonal communication, composition. These are typical classes that most students need as part of their bachelor's, and the students who are ready for that can take that. But those who just want to do a three-week sort of a half-day thing, we've got six different topics there. The first block runs July 2 to 24, the second July 23 to August 11, and just briefly, the topics are essential skills for the future manager, those exploring business major, exploration and math, so kind of across the math spectrum, biological investigations, called solving the mysteries of the living world. We mentioned the Python class. Our music department is going to have a music academy for students wanting to do some instrumental work and working with some ensembles. And then the last one for those camps is mysteries in the physical sciences.
Sounds like the options are aplenty, and it sounds like, too, you touched on this, Mark. You have a number of students interested, huh?
Yes, particularly from Japan and from a couple of nations in Latin America. So for the domestic students, I'm particularly... I hope they'll be pleased to be able to learn a little bit about other cultures, a little bit what life in Japan is like, life in Paraguay, life in Bolivia, and things like that, and vice versa.
That was going to be my next question. So will the domestic and international students, obviously, they'll be crossing paths then with this, huh?
They'll be in the same classes. Those who want to live in the res halls and eat in the dining halls will be in the, and we'll room them, and we'll mix them, and unless the customer is coming with a friend. And then, of course, for the activities, they'll all be in the same vans and buses. So we're hoping for some good communion there.
So, Lydia, I think you touched on this briefly, but what would be the cost of this for students to participate? How does that work?
Sure. So depending on what experiences students want comes with a different cost. So if they're wanting to do just a three-week program and not live on campus, maybe commute every day, that's going to have a different cost than wanting to live on campus. So I'd really encourage students to go and visit our website and request some information about it so that we can give a more accurate cost to see what that's going to look like. Just depending on what that interest level is and participation level.
So this is a brand new program at Emporia State. It's the Summer Institute program. That's the topic of the ESU Buzz today. So, Lydia, how did this idea come to be?
You know, that's a great question, and really it was Mark's idea and his vision and collaboration, and I'm very honored that he wanted to include our domestic student and some of our rising high school students as well, just to give them a glimpse of what ESU is like, what the higher education can do, and some of those unique experiences, such as meeting students from different cultures and learning from students of different cultures, and how that can really enhance the overall educational experience you get while at ESU. So it was Mark's idea.
Well, Mark, let's go right to the source. the idea, how'd you come up with this?
Well, I've actually put this into practice at the two universities I used to work at before, and it was we had great results. wonderful experiences and memories from the students involved, and also important is that it gets your university on the map. It gets it in the minds of those students and the families, and with pretty good conversion rate, a number of those students, a pretty high percentage, decided that hey, that institution is where they wanted to get their bachelor's. So we did that at KU. We all know where that is, just up the road. And when I worked at a small university in Des Moines, same thing. So it's just a really dynamic way to use the facilities during the summertime and just get some excitement built up.
Yeah, recruitment and retention, it all kind of ties together there. So, Mark, let me ask you, how are the international student numbers right now? Obviously, with COVID the past couple of years, that halted, you know, a lot of travel, especially international travel. How are your numbers looking right now?
They're looking great. We still need a bit of a crystal ball because there's acceptance and full inclination to want to come, but then there's that thing called the visa, and the pandemic has a lot of our embassies relatively shuttered. But we think we're going to be at pre-COVID levels again this fall. Hopefully even better than just pre-COVID. So we've got good momentum to get right back up there to 2017, 2018 numbers.
All right. Well, a great idea, the Summer Institute at Emporia State. So again, Mark, when do the modules and the activities start?
So the modules, the first one begins July 2 and runs to the 24th. And then the second one goes from July 23 to August 11. And the high school kids that want to do these can also do both. Just keep coming for 6 weeks.
Sure.
And then the 6 week runs from that course begins July 5th and goes to August 11th as well.
It is the Summer Institute, brand new program at Emporia State. Mark, appreciate your time. Good to talk with you.
Yeah, good to talk with you. Thank you.
Hey, Lydia, thank you very much.
Of course, thank you.
You both have a great day. That's Mark Daly, Dean of International Education, and Lydia Barnhart, Director of Admissions at Emporia State, in to talk about the Summer Institute program at Emporia State, a brand new program. Our ESU Buzz brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, ESFCU, the educated choice with two convenient Emporia locations, and by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Stingers up, ESU. KVOE Live and Local 840. Good morning.
Retracing the final weeks of the Uvalde school shooter, investigators finding he only recently acquired the weapons he used in the deadly rampage.
On May 17th, one day after turning 18, the gunman legally purchasing an AR-style rifle at the Oasis Outback Gun Store.